Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Late Show with Francie Weatherman.
What? What? Oh, it's your birthday again. Yeah, so what am I supposed to do here? Am I supposed to sing happy birthday to you every time it's your birthday? All right, fine, yeah. This is it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, all right? God, can a cat just get some sleep around here?
Welcome to another exciting episode here on Francie and Friends. By the way, the birthday boy, you are back live. I've seen that your call dropped, but you came back in. Thank you for participating in your birthday party. A couple of announcements here. Just to be professional, we do have to talk about Honest Amish. Nick, you know about Honest Amish?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I do.
a very great beard mustache soap. I think Aaron D. Johnston might be on call on here, so I got to make this as professional as possible. Honest Amish, go to Honest Amish website, do the talking beards as the promo code, and I got to tell you, man, that soap is badass.
Yeah, even for women. But it's really great on beards and things for guys, unless you're the bearded lady, too. I mean, that would be good for you, whoever has beards. And then for your whole body, for the whole thing when you're, like, lathering up in the shower. And you're all, like, totally nude because you have to be when you're, you know, that kind of thing. And it's great to have that. It's a nice, like, little soap buddy. It's a little soap buddy.
You know,
and it does the job. It's all your bodily hairs. It is. I mean, from experience, I do know this as a fact.
It's a really good soap product for women and men. It's the Honest Amish beard and mustache, but they also sell a really good body toothpick. The hand sanitizer, I cannot say enough about that.
and really, honestly, I mean, it is good stuff. I mean, I'm just kind of in a state of humor right now, and just, you know, it's a birthday show, I suppose, for, you know, this year person, but, you know, Honest Amish is really good, though. And she does her best every time she does a show to mention it. And God bless her. And I even met the man himself. God bless him. It is really a great product.
He is a good guy. And, in fact, I did message him a couple of weeks ago. I was like, hey, promotion with the Honest Amish soap. Do you want us to keep doing it? Keep doing it. So, I think he might call in and wish you a happy birthday tonight, Nick. We will see. And if he does, we're going to have to bow down to the king because he's a really great guy. So, there you go. I'm a comic. And not to mention, there's one more guy who's pretty freaking awesome other than you. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, gee. I can think of all kinds of people.
I am talking about Tommy Habib.
Tommy Habib.
The creator of Cheaters, He's also now doing a really badass show, which he also said, yeah, keep promoting me, man. Do it. Really happy about. No, Tommy, hey, babe, to the rescue. He goes out and he rescues dogs and gets them in the sanctuary. Tommy, hey, babe, you can watch his show on the CW. It's To the Rescue. He's doing a lot of great things.
Yes, he is. Yes, indeed.
So congratulations, Tommy, hey, babe. And I know we already got callers on here. And we got this one guy that lives in our town. And if we don't say hi, he's going to kick our asses because he's going to be over here on Tuesday. Kick in!
I lied. I'm not coming nowhere.
It's supposed to be a secret, Rancy. Secret from me.
Yeah. She let the cat out of the bag. She let the cat out of the bag.
So see no evil, hear no evil. I'm just like the monkey with my hands on my ears, my eyes. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I did it again.
I don't either.
I don't know what I'm talking about either.
I don't have a clue what's going on Tuesday, none whatsoever.
Yeah, what's Tuesday anyway? Oh, till Tuesday,
just
but they had a good couple of songs and that's it.
Hmm.
No, Chicken is a really good friend of ours. By the way, hold on, Chicken, 1 second. Tom Sawyer, the special host. Well, he's always my special. Man, Tom has been through a lot of shit with us. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hey. Hey.
Hey.
What's going on? Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. That's the first time we haven't had tacos on Cinco de Mayo, but we got a busy week, I guess.
Same for Taco Tuesday, right?
Oh, Taco Tuesday. Oh, Taco Tuesday. Tuesday, birthday Tuesday. She keeps asking me what I want for dinner, and maybe tacos. Maybe it'll be Taco Tuesday. I don't know.
What are we fixing for dinner?
Wow, you just won't let it go, will you? Supposed to be a secret.
Yeah.
It's his birthday. We're having whatever he wants.
Yeah. Birthday boy's dinner. Whatever he wants.
Yeah, I just can't think of anything, really.
You can
sing
the song, It's My Birthday. I can cry if I want.
I can cry if I want. I might cry. Hey, I could cry. I don't do that often. I could cry on my birthday. I could do anything I want to. It's my birthday. It's my party. I can cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. But I'm not going to cry, though. I'm going to be jovial and happy and on the yards. It's going to be really cool. And I'm getting German chocolate cake. I know that, too. There are no surprises for me.
Well, we tried surprises, but someone would just wouldn't cooperate.
Well, think of it this way, Nick. You're another year older. You're a year closer to the check engine light of life coming on.
He gave you a window to the car.
Who else do we have? We've got like at least 4 or 5 other people.
All right. Chicken, don't you leave us. Area code 606. I know who this is. This is Carson Buckingham.
I am leaving you. I'm going inside. I'm outside and it's cold.
It's cold in California in May.
Temperature is going down a little bit. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Nick. Had to call in and tell you on live radio.
Thank you, Chicken. Appreciate it. I really do.
We'll be seeing you soon.
Okay.
Chicken, maybe come by Tuesday for no specific reason.
sooner or later.
I have to do an evil laugh.
Love you, chicken.
Love you. Bye.
Hello there.
Hello.
Sorry. Hello.
Next on the roster, we've got...
Hello.
Hello, Carson.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. You're live.
Happy birthday, Nick. Happy birthday, Nick.
Oh, thank you. Is this Carson?
Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, a couple days early, but happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, we are doing a show, so even though it's a couple of days earlier, it's an appropriate time to call.
And
I appreciate you calling. How are you doing?
Well, I'm going through a questioning what I'm doing period.
I gathered that a little bit from a couple of comments on our group page.
Every time
you say that, I want to kind of reach out to you and reassure you, just as a person, not as a publisher, because there's only so much I can do along those lines. But just as
you do everything you can.
You know, a support person. You know, because that's you could be disillusioned about where you're going in life as far as writing, and nothing seems to work out, but you're doing your best, you're putting things out and stuff. The thing is, it's a blessing to make a living out of this kind of thing, but it just doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. No,
for everybody, you know. You don't have anything to lose, really, by doing it. Just keep putting yourself out, and one day you never know, as long as you keep doing it.
Well, I can handle it a little better by relegating my writing to a hobby rather than a career, because it's not going to be a career, you know. I mean, you know this.
Yeah, you will. I try to make it one, but I'm still like, day by day, I don't know if I'm going to pay my electric bill, but... I am what I am, and it's really good. I think I made the right decision anyway.
I continue to try to get editing work, which I've gotten some, and that's helped. But I haven't written a word since February.
Since February? Well, that's not too long ago.
Yeah. Well, for me, that's a long time.
Oh. Oh. Do you have any ideas of anything you're working on?
I've got a dozen new short stories that I'm trying to get placed, and they're good stories. I mean, before I consolidated Too Late for Praying into the collection, I sold those two and three times, a lot of them each. But now, you know, I've got these brand new short stories. They're really good, and I can't get a looking. Nobody wants them.
Hey, I got another caller here. I know who this is.
Yeah, Carson, we'll talk more at length. I'll give you a call. I really want to talk to you about that, and you know, try to encourage you, give you words of encouragement if I can, because that's what I seem to be about, you know.
Maybe make a book of those short stories, Carson.
All right, what's that?
Maybe make a book of those short stories, Carson. You know.
Oh yeah, I'm going to have to eventually, because nobody wants them singly. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I run into that too.
No magazines.
I've been trying.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, well, a lot of my stories have to do with, because I grew up in kind of an abused and neglected environment. But a lot of my stories have to do with kind of abused and neglected kids. And I think people don't want to touch them. But what's interesting about that is if it's a movie, or a novel, it's not a problem. But if it's a short story, you know, your name is Mud. It's weird.
I think there might be a little bit more to it than that. But I'm not sure exactly. I have no idea what it is.
Give me a call and we'll discuss it some more. I would look forward to that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take up a lot of other callers. I want to take up your time. But anyway, I couldn't let the show go by without calling to wish you happy birthday. You're one of my favorite people and I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Carson. Yeah, we'll talk this week.
Okay, that'd be great. I'd like that.
All righty then.
Okay,
yeah,
bye-bye.
I love you. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, sweetie.
All right. I know
bye-bye.
Who this person is.
Bye-bye.
This next caller. In fact, I kind of owe a lot to this person because I was a little college student in South Carolina. I sent him my my script for Werewolf. I hope he didn't hang up yet. I sent him my little script for Werewolf, and he said, make this into a novelization. You need to talk to Nicholas Grabowski. If it wasn't for this guy... There, and I did tell him, I was like, hey, J.L. Fellow, let me do Francie and Friends. Is J.L. still here?
I am still here. I'm on the line. Happy birthday, Nick.
Hey, thanks.
You know,
happy birthday.
I mean, there would be no Francie and Friends. There would be no Nicholas Grabowski in Francie. There was one time I was like, J.L., I don't have a guest for Sunday night. He's like, fucking call Nick.
Wow. And what year was that? Like,
2009.
Oh, my goodness.
It was 2009.
Wow.
Yeah, because that was when I first was on Francie's show. Back with my ex in her garage, pacing the floor, talking on Francie and Friends with my office. That's when I first realized that, you can actually hook up a second screen to your computer. So I started developing Black Betchy books, actually. And I remember pacing the floor, talking on Francie and Friends for the first time. In that garage. It's funny because I'm in a garage now and I'm still doing the same thing. In garages, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we're all just a little older now. Yeah. Wow. Insane.
Yeah, man. When it comes down to it, JL, I messaged you today. I was like, dude, I'm laughing and I'm crying at the same time. Because of all the shit, you introduced me to everything.
Yeah, we did, you know, and all the guests that we've had and stuff, and all the craziness on this show over the years.
In fact, hold on. J.O., you promised not to cry.
No, I won't.
All right. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
Before you find it, though, I still have inclination.
Hey, JL. Look for this. Here we go.
Okay, hold on.
This is terrible.
I got to find it. I think it's with the John Wayne.
I have this inclination to still do something with Into the Basement.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I've been thinking about, like, kind of making it more my own, taking out elements from Norm Applegate. Could put in a lot of elements in that script that were mine. And so I can turn it into an original thing. I mean, he doesn't monopolize the serial killers kidnapping somebody, bringing into them into a basement and torturing them. He's not the only one that can. I mean, you know, it's
right.
That's essentially what it is. So we could turn it into something. I don't know what he's doing nowadays, but he's totally discommunicated himself over the last, like, 12 years, something like that. And the last time I saw him, he was, like, crying, going, I don't think I'll ever see you again. So, but I understand that he doesn't write at all anymore. But still, I mean, if I can turn that script around, because I designed it to be low budget, to be, like, easy to direct as far as money's concerned. So, you know.
You guys want to know a little secret?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Norm Applegate wanted me to date his son that was in prison.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. I didn't know
that. That was a long time ago, though.
Okay, then. All righty, then.
Said that, right?
He just said that
his son was in prison for a little while, and he didn't do anything bad. Everybody, he did nothing bad. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that, right?
And another one of those crazy moments on Frenchy and Friends.
Hey, JL, do you still have that poster I designed for Into the Basement?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I don't know if I do.
I got it on my computer. Every once in a while, when I'm looking for something else, I come across it. And I go, yeah, that was a neat, like, little, like, poster thingy. I'm sorry that it didn't happen, because you got some good, fairly decent names involved with that thing, it really, you know, I mean, the whole nine yards. And then time keeps passing, nothing.
The funding doesn't come through, and what are you going to do, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to pursue that. I'm going to pursue it. And I told Francie that no matter what it is I do with it, I'm going to contact you about it, too, because I don't want to leave you out. Honestly, I imagine me directing it, though, but I don't know. But whatever. I mean, you know, put best foot forward, and, you know, I think that the first thing is the script, so I think that's up to me, and I gotta take care of it and make it so that it has a different name, blah blah blah.
Right now I'm working on myself, still dying for attention, and I'm also doing films with one of the local kids, helping him out, and then I'm also doing films with Nicholas M. Garofalo from New York City, who was in my first film. I'm working with doing some of his films with him. So, yeah, if we ever want to get something together, let me know, because, you know, we've got a crew here on the East Coast. So,
I do want to say, if by chance Norm Applegate himself is listening, which I don't think that. But who knows? The thing is, though, also, I will want to reach out to him about that project anyway. But anywho, that would be something. I do want to get into movies like I wanted to originally in the 80s. So that's going to be something. I've got this publishing company. I've got so many things to do. Anywho.
But yeah. I mean, I could actually look at some stuff, too. So, I don't do filming. It's up to you know. It's up to however you guys want to roll it. You know. So.
If you weren't listening to the five minutes ago, JL is kind of responsible for Francie and Friends. So back in the day, like 2009-ish?
He is a big part.
Right.
He is a big part of Friends. He was like, okay, I'll do this. If you want to do it, and I was a shit show at the beginning.
And then I was a guest, and then we talked a lot afterwards, and I flew down to South Carolina and brought her back with me on an airplane, and she's been here ever since. So isn't that special?
Yeah, absolutely.
you are special with us, and we absolutely adore you.
Oh, I adore you too, guys. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks, JL.
Many more.
Hey, JL. Here's the text message I sent you. Stay on just for one more second because here's another person that I never would have met had it not been for you. And this is a guy that is near and dear in all of our hearts. And if it wasn't for you, I would have never met him.
Hear me now. I am the missing link. Sent from heaven to show you bitches how to get down and funky. Why are you fighting? There is no reason to kill each other. We apes and humans are the same. I mean, after all, we all like to get down a boogie-oogie, right? Hit it, Heston!
John Link.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feet and watch my thumbs. This is the Ape Man disco song. You can't.
He's a great B movie actor.
Man, goodness great. This is better than Tooth Decay. This is the Ape Man disco song. Don't screw up. Do not botch. Turn your partner sniffers clocks. This is the Ape Man disco song. Grab your partner and do-si-do. Goose their paw and let them go. This is the Ape Man disco song. Yeah, baby.
And you, you kind of weird me out.
Thank you for that, JL.
Yeah, that was John Link. God rest his soul. He passed away. He used to be a big part of Francie and Friends.
Yeah.
Do we have any other callers that are waiting? I see.
I know there's going to be some callers calling in soon. JL.
Is there anybody else? Anybody that we've neglected so far? Anybody?
Sorry, it might be Howard Stern will call in, you know?
I'm Howard Stern.
I'm not Howard.
I don't think he's ever going to call in again after I did the dogs cooking on the microwave thing.
I told you not to do the Scooby-Doo song.
I really didn't care, actually, when I was doing it. And really, when I thought about it afterwards and I sung that song and that I realized that was Howard Stern, I thought, you know, I got one over on him because he's the shockmeister of radio. And so I bettered him right on Francie and Friends. And I don't cook dogs in the microwave. It's just a funny song. He got so offended by that.
He
got so offended. So now Howard Stern doesn't prank our show anymore. I didn't mean for that to happen, but geez, you know, it was just funny.
You old show again and prank them about dogs cooking in the microwave?
Yeah, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, I just, you know, for a couple of episodes of Francine Friends, I had this song stuck in my head, so I like Weird Al, just turned the lyrics into, like, I got dogs cooking in the microwave. I got a week's worth of sausage from Lassie's remains, and my Snoopy soup will make you go insane. Oh, I think it's canine tonight. And it's a great thing, he's not alive, but his ribs are cooking underneath my chin. You know, but yeah, I he just didn't like that at all, so we've never heard from Howard Stern again.
Edward Zorn.
And it's just a funny song that I mean, when I was in high school in choir class, sometimes we'd even have performances where me and the guy next to me who were in the tenor part, we made up lyrics to the songs that we were singing, and they couldn't hear it because the choir was bigger than us, so, but we would still sing them like stupid shit, like the theme song from Camelot, Camel Snot. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, you know, and stuff, and we'd get away with it. So I've always kind of like, you know, what Weird Al does, but he makes money off of it. I don't. Just like doing that, just like making up stuff from, and, you know, it's just, I don't want to elaborate too much. Really, it isn't all that important.
Hey,
well, sorry, Nick, that's a creative sign, because me and my brother always change lyrics to songs, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s, you know. So we did change the lyrics all the time.
Yeah, creative people have a tendency to do that. From what I've done.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Edward Martin's on.
Edward Martin the third or the first or the second? Which one?
The third.
Ah, okay. I know you.
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Hi, Edward. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Nicholas. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you are having a good day.
That's a pleasant surprise. And your novel, The Violet Furnace, is coming out. I'm still, like I told you on Facebook, I'm still stuck on A Single Note of Time by Ellen Ants. It's a poetry book, so I have to, like, you know, add, like, images and things, make it, like, pop. And it just takes a long time. Your book is going to be easy. And all I have to do is format that, which I'm almost done with, but I have to make sure that all the P's and Q's are right by going through proofing. And anyway, you and Ken Robinson are coming out next with new books.
Well, I didn't call about you. Only called. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And wish you just the best day, and my thanks to Fancy for inviting me. I mean, happy to stick around, but I didn't want to take up more time. I just wanted to
No, you're perfectly welcome. I mean, we've given every other caller so far a little format to, like, talk a little bit about their stuff, because that's what I'm kind of all about, too, is, you know, if you happen to, like, call in, it's like, okay, what books have you done, too? You know, because, you know, I mean, that's what we do. You're a Black Bedsheet Books author, so we have to exploit. I'm really glad that you called, though. That's a surprise. That's great. And you were here on Halloween, for people who don't know that are listening. Yeah, right here on Halloween.
It was terrific. I loved seeing the little body out there in the gutter, and I love hearing the story about the cops pulling in because the helicopter saw a little body in the gutter.
Wait, we gotta tell the story. All right, I made Jeffy from It. I spray painted
What's his name from it? Oh, the kid in the raincoat that,
I spray painted that red coat over. It was that cloth coat, and I did the gloss paint from Walmart. It took me 4 cans of yellow spray paint to make that thing glossy. And then
Georgie.
I put a
name was Georgie.
Yeah, Georgie. I did the mannequin head in that little hood, and then I stuck to his little body, and I gave him some jeans. Nick, you have to admit, that was funny.
That was great because we have a gutter, like a kind of almost half in front between the neighbor's house and ours. And the helicopter came by, and then the cops, and they thought that there was a dead body there.
Cars, and they were all outside our house, and we're like, what's going on? And they're like, it's a Halloween decoration. And my wife, I told my wife, one of the cops that came back to take photos, and he's like, I told my wife it was a Halloween decoration, so I decided, she's like, you better go back and take photos. I was like, oh, well, get out and pose with the photos, and I was taking photos with the cop, and great.
Edward Martin only heard about this, and that was a good, that was great when it happened, and stuff, but, I got to say, your participation and the Sacramento Library, that just made things happen. Really hope that this time around, next October, I mean, I'm looking at, still have some Halloween stuff up, too. I just keep them around. I just don't put them outside too much and exploit them until... I'm looking at the time and going, okay, we're in May now. I start putting things up like August 1st. That's like 3 months. Oh, I start, got to start Halloween all over again before I blink an eye. There we go. But I hope that we do more every year. This is the greatest show. Edward, for people that don't know, he wrote the phenomenal book, Blood Red Night of Hatchet Valley, with Black Bedsheet Books. And it's an awesome book. Think of the thing, which like the cover says, but the writing... and how it pulls you through with the whole nine yards of the thing, of the thing. It's incredible. So I'm very happy to have him and to publish his next book, which is coming out, The Violet Furnace. But I know it's a birthday thing. I just, I have to say these things. For people that don't know, yes, check out his book, and also check out hellbendermedia.com because he's a cool guy. He's been doing this for a while, and it's all horror. Check it out. I highly recommend it. I wouldn't have published him otherwise, just like with Carson who called in and just other people. I can't help it. Edward, I have to, hype you a little while I have a chance. After all, it's my birthday, and it's my right to say whatever I want. Anyway.
That's right. It's your birthday.
Yes, I can't express it enough to people. Please check them out.
I agree.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you feel that the second book is as good, if not better, than the first book. It's not a sequel. It's not a sequel, but I hope you enjoy it even more, and that we keep doing this, because this is a ton of fun.
Oh, yeah. Also, I forgot to mention, too, that you did the introduction for Black Bedsheet Books version of version and reprint version of Herbert West Reanimator.
Oh, my God. What an awesome thing to have asked me to do, by the way. Thank you. I mean,
you're welcome. I want to put out, like, classic books. I mean, they're public domain. I don't have to pay any royalties to anybody. It actually adds to the fundage of keeping this thing that I do going. I'm surprised now that I've gotten into it that it took me so long to do it. Because I kind of figured, you know, every publisher has a version of Dracula, and how can that make any money? But when I started looking into all the stuff that's public domain, I kind of figured, you know, let's try it. And there's some what's made me, I think, the most money at Black Bedsheet with those classic ones is Pigeons from Hell by Robert E. Howard. And I didn't even ask anybody to do an introduction for that, but it seems to, it brings in a little something every month. And then the other ones, I even got Frankenstein, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, with an introduction by Raina Young. And I want to keep going with that. Even Carson, who called in, she did an introduction for The Beetle. I want to keep doing that kind of stuff, and I want to reach out to authors anytime I can to do an introduction to something like this, or even to do a blurb for somebody else's book that I'm coming out with, too. I'm doing more of that these days, just to get people's names out. Anywho, I'm going on. It's a birthday show.
Joel D. Winecoop is about to call in.
Oh, he is? Joel? Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Groovy ghoulies. But, yeah, Edward, I just can't express enough appreciation for you.
And likewise. I look forward to more. I was just delighted to write something for Lovecraft work.
And you did a great job. I mean, people got to check it out. You don't have to buy the paperback. It's on Kindle, too, for cheaper. Just, check it out, everybody. And, so, France.
You don't need to hang up. Hello.
It's Bernice.
Hey, Adrian.
Yeah, it's Bernice. Hey, I want to wish Nick a happy birthday.
At Bernice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Bernice. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man, how old you are now, dude?
Yeah, Bernice.
I'm doing good.
How old are you now?
Oh, God, I don't know what.
30? Ah, no. Dude, we're only as young as we feel, brother. That's why I call and wish you happy birthday, dude. I saw Francis Timmy thing.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, guys? It's Justin and Kelly.
Yeah, I see you on Facebook time and again, here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool for you to call in.
Yeah,
really,
dude,
yeah. I'm going to be 58.
Man, you're 21 all day. He's 21 all day. Hey, Nick's gonna be like iRobot, outlive us all.
iRobot.
I'm gonna let you guys do the show. I'm going to leave you with one thing. In my impression, the greatest Forrest Gump impression of all time, if Nick was running, hate ate the chocolates. Hey, check it out. Forrest, why did this happen? Bubba, you got shot. No shit, he got shot in his fucking gut. In his gut. They know. Anyway.
He
must be the stupidest son of a bitch alive, but he sure is fast. It's like, hey, check it out. Check it out. I got sports coming fresh all day. You come my throat. Jenny, I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is. All right, guys. I'm leaving you there. Hey, happy birthday, Nick. Have some fun.
Oh, thank you so much.
Man, I love you,
thank
brother.
You,
hey, love you. Love you, Francie. Hey, yeah.
It's awesome.
Keep it going. Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
I love Bernice. 839. Okay. Hold on. People are trying to call in, Nick. Hold on. I get back to them. Hold on. Nick, how you doing? Nick? Did I lose anybody? Hello? Uh-oh.
I'm still here.
Okay, who we got?
Well, this is Edward. I'm still hanging on the line.
All right.
Just in case you need...
We lost Nick. Wow, we lost Nick.
Oh, no.
I know, right? The birthday boy. It's just you and I. I got an announcement.
What's the announcement?
Nick, call in.
I can't. My phone.
You need another phone. And that's why I tried to give you a cell phone.
Yeah, we only have two colors.
In.
Everybody else drives.
Hey, you need another phone. That's what. All right, call back in. We're still here.
It wouldn't be this world without you.
Yeah, I got people that's telling me on Facebook that they're trying to call in. How you doing?
Correct number. Are they trying to call in using psychic power, or are they trying to call in using by whispering the number to a crow and giving it two black stones and sending it on its way?
I'm gonna get them back in. Nick even lost power. Okay. All right. Area code 813. I know this is Joel Weinkoop.
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hey. All right, we're waiting. Okay, there's Nick. See, now we're getting power back. Hey, Nick, Joel D. Weinkoop's on the show.
Joel D. Weinkoop? Well, that's
Hello.
A surprise. That many moons. Hi.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nick. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. There is trouble in the air. Doom and gloom are everywhere. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And many more on Channel 4.
There you go.
Yeah.
Man,
thank you. It's groovy coolies. Hey, what are you doing lately? What are you up to lately?
Well, today is our Truth or Dare weekend. Tim mailed me
Yeah, he mailed me a little thing that you record on, but a Tascam or something like that. But we are doing the commentaries for Truth of Dare 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the short story Hess. And we're going to, Kathy, we both kind of got tired at 9. We took a nap. I got up. I said, sleep a little longer. I'm going to call Nick and say happy birthday, talk a few minutes on there, do some other stuff, and then I'm going to wake her back up, and then we're going to get on with Truth of Dare Part 4, Deadly Dares, and then Truth of Dare Part 5, I Dared You. And then the short that we did, a 30-minute short about Hess from the Truth of Dare series, we're going to do a commentary for that. And then this is for a 5-pack Truth of Dare that's coming out sometime next year.
Oh, wow. That was a mouthful. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
wow, you're busy. Very busy.
What today, I said, that's all we're doing today. And then I'm working on my comic book, Force 9. I go back to the printer tomorrow just to approve all the proofs, and I added a couple things to it, and then I get back to my, that's the Force 9 comic, but I'm also doing the Force 9 novel, so I'll get back to that. I'm on chapter 9 now. I need to finish that, and then I have my novel, Stay Hungry, the story of Joel D. Weinkooper. I forget what I called it. It's something like that, but it's basically about me from the beginning, since my birth, all the way up to now, all my movies, all my real life activities, all that stuff. So that's because I stopped doing movies right now so I could just write the two books and do the comic book. So my recent partner, Phil Herman, I said, Phil, that's it, man. I Slay on Christmas is my last movie. And he started doing Unearthed, and then he's doing his movie Jacker 3. But I said, I got to stop. I want to do these books, and I want to do the comics. So that's all I'm doing now.
Oh, wow. So you've got that life story thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
actually,
I always feel like, you know, me, little old me. It's important for me personally, and I tell people this all the time, too. We only live once, as long as you know, as far as you know. When you have a career, especially a creative career, putting your life stuff down lives longer than you do. And,
yeah,
and it's very important. And when you make it creative, and I mean, everybody's got an autobiography and they write about themselves, but look at you with the longevity in your career and all the things that you've done and stuff. It's like really worth it for other people to listen to, well, how did he get that way? Where did he come from? What did he do? Oh, wow, he did that. And, you know, and the whole thing, that's a great opportunity for you to, like, if we were in ancient Egyptian times, that would be something to put in a pyramid. God bless you for that. I mean, you know, and everything that you've done. Wow. It's totally unexpected that I forgot the last time that you've called on Francine Friends that we've interviewed you. But I check you out on Facebook a lot and see what you're doing here and there. And and God bless you for keep doing what you're the whole nine yards and stuff. It's so cool that you called.
Well,
it's great that you called.
Well, my big thing was Francie had turned me on to this, and I go, well, yes, absolutely, I want to call up and wish Nick a happy birthday because you're busy doing your book, but just your life, everything you've done, all you've accomplished. And, yeah, man, I just wanted to call up, wish you a happy birthday, and make sure you're doing – both of you that are doing good. And just to be able to, you know, say hello, wish you a happy birthday, and be happy to be in the same universe as you both.
Oh, certainly. The same universe. Not a multi-universe,
yeah.
But this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, creatively, at some point down the road, we should get together at some capacity. I don't know what, but I'd love to work with you at some point for some reason.
That would be neat, man. That would be very, very cool.
Yeah, that would. We'll figure it out.
We've known each other for like 12 years. Cameron Scott introduced us.
Yeah.
Well, our big thing was we just returned from Cinema Wasteland in Ohio. I was a guest out there. And so that was very cool to be out there. And that's my first convention out of state and the biggest convention I ever did and the most positive convention that I have ever done. So, but this isn't about me. This is about Nick.
Birthday things, all that stuff and things.
You're badass.
You know, everybody that's called at this point on Francie's show tonight to wish me a happy birthday, I've just like you, I've interrogated them about well, what's going on with you nowadays? You know, because I really want to know. I don't want it to be all about me. And if it behooves you enough to call on the show and wish me a happy birthday. And
yeah.
We've got listeners. Let's let you know. Just say what you're about to.
I don't mind it, but I don't want to take away from you because I think it's neat that you know it's your birthday and you got a little, you know, everybody can call in and say, hey, happy birthday, Nick, and see how you're doing. So I just think that is awesome.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I think it's awesome that you actually called in the. Thank you. Because you're off.
Yeah, and if this was 100 years from now and teleportation is a thing, then we'd love to have you for the next one or whatever. Yeah, everybody can, like, we like have, like, this big shindig. Everybody would, like, you know, fall down on their face by the next morning and go,
wow, what was that? Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Joel. You are so welcome, everybody.
I hope you have a great rest of the night, a great rest of your birthday, and have a great tomorrow. And I hope it's one of the best yet, and many more to come, buddy.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you so much, Joel.
You're so welcome. You all have a great night.
Yes, indeed we will, and a great week and stuff. It's not even my birthday yet, but it's great fun. I appreciate you.
Sunday. What day is it? It's Thursday, right?
This is Sunday night.
No, your birthday's Thursday, isn't it?
My birthday is Tuesday. Tuesday, day after tomorrow.
Yeah. T-Day. I knew it was a T-Day.
Yeah, it's Taco Tuesday.
There you go, see? So you're getting this early for your birthday. This, you know what my mom used to say? She goes, well, this stretches your birthday out when you get cards late and people forget and they wish you a week and a half. Like, hey, it just stretched your birthday out. Nobody should bitch. They should be like, oh, thank you very much for remembering.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man. Well, you two. What's that?
Yeah.
He said duty. Nick said duty.
I said duty. I did? Okay, then.
Said duty. I didn't say duty. No. Thank you, Joel.
One of those things.
You're very welcome. You two have a great night, Nick. Once again, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, Joel.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk at some point.
I would like that. I would like that. Anytime you want me to come on the show, Francie knows me. She can just give me a call anytime. She knows that. She's a good girl.
What I'm trying to say is book me in.
Yeah.
I will book you ASAP.
Absolutely. You just let me know.
Groovy ghoulies. Okay, Joel.
All right, you two. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Love you, dude.
Love you too, man. You all take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love Joel.
Aw. Yeah, do we have any more? Are there any more? Is Tom still here?
Hold on. Hold on. I gotta go on Facebook. I'm getting messages. Hold on. There's somebody we need to call.
I know that a lot of, like, calls dropped.
Well, that's why you were supposed to help me make the show page.
Was that? Yeah, well, that's how I noticed that all the calls dropped. When my call dropped, a lot of others did, too. I don't know why.
Oh, wait. I do have a message to play for you.
Okay. A massage or message? Message?
Nick, I can't see any. I'm getting a lot of... messages.
I'm looking on the computer, checking it out, seeing what's going on in the world with the stuff, things. We've got three people, me and you, and Tom, I thought. Anybody else on the line?
No.
Wait, who?
Edward's still here. I'm still here.
Are you Tom?
I don't think I'm Tom. I'm not wearing Tom's underwear.
That's Edward.
Are you Chicken?
No, that's Edward.
Edward Martin the Third.
Yes, not technically a chicken though.
Hey. Oh, so it's just me and you and Edward Martin the Third. Okay. Well, that's grooviness.
I may have. I don't know how it looks on your end, but I'm still hanging out for at least a little while. I might have to go soon, but just, you know, digging on the conversation.
Yeah, it looks like 813 dropped, but I think that was Jolene Coop.
Wait.
And
Edward, what do you think of Jolene Wine Coop? I think that the two of you could work together.
You're both horror. He's been doing horror movies for a long time. Francie, do you have any of those clips? Like from Raina Young?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yes. I just can't see my... I can't see my computer. Maybe if you...
Yeah, I'm looking at the stuff that you downloaded.
Facebook page.
Because you said that you had people that couldn't call in that left messages, like Mike Raina Young and, what's her name, that Scream Queen...
Edward.
Yeah, but I have to look.
Make you come into my... I can't see.
I can. I'm on your thing.
Okay, Facebook page?
No, not on Facebook. I'm on your show page.
Yeah, they...
Facebook
page.
Your page on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going through all the downloads.
No, honey, it's on my face. Okay, I'll try and get to it.
Nicholas, have you
figured out? I'm looking at stuff. There's
it's on my Facebook. Okay.
Oh.
Nicholas, you figure out what kind of cake you want?
Huh?
Have you figured out what kind of cake you want for your birthday?
Yeah, German chocolate.
Was that, sorry, it didn't come through. Did you say rutabaga?
Rutabaga. How does that like sound like German chocolate and then you say rutabaga. They're two completely different things.
I just heard you say the same thing. It's so weird. So rutabaga, and that was with cream cheese?
And no, with cream cheese. And anchovies.
Ah, anchovies. Yeah, like an anchovy paste for frosting. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Again, if anybody else is listening, I did come across this time that David Lee Roth was on Francie's show for like under 2 minutes. If you want to listen to that, that was pretty cool. Here.
Hey, guys, in honor of the Grammys, I have a rock and roll legend, a rock and roll Hall of Famer here with me. Guy had a record come out last Tuesday. He sold over 100 million records worldwide. You want me to see if I can get him on the line?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Hey, congrats to whomever that is.
Diamond, you...
Yeah! Oh. So, Melody, are you going to be
playing
John
guys.
Philbin when you're out there?
Hold on.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he'd appreciate me discussing his personal life either, but hopefully...
I mean, he lives in my sister's neighborhood. I have yet to visit my sister, but they actually are practically neighbors.
Oh, very cool. Wait, I think we got a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer coming in.
Okay, he's willing to sing for us, but I don't think he wants to talk. Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it going on?
He wants us to do the chorus. I think we'll know his voice. I'm gonna hand him the fold. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wow.
I'm trying
That's
to
great.
Think. Yeah!
Hey, you took...
Yeah, that was pretty neat when David Lee Roth sung that. That was at a party at... David... what's his name, Francie? Not
David.
David Lee Roth. But, David Madison. He was broadcasting... with Francine Friends from there, and David Lee Roth showed up. That was really neat.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He had a lot of stuff over the years. Your show has been around for like 15 years now. Got a lot of people. Almost had... what's his name on your show? You almost had you had Solomon Burke twice, and then what's his name? The Francie.
What?
Are you there? Yeah, you had Solomon Burke on your show. You actually, I drove you down to his wake. After he died. But if he hadn't passed away, on your show was supposed to be him and the piano player that married a 14-year-old girl that sung... what's his name? Dennis Quaid played him in a movie. What's his name? The piano player that...
Jerry Lee Lewis?
Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis was going to be on Francie and Friends. But he was going to be on there with Solomon Burke to promote their country album that they had together. But Solomon Burke passed away on an airplane that week, and we couldn't do it. That would have been a sensational show. Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis and Solomon Burke and Francie and Friends. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's had a lot of famous people on her show, though, over the years. A lot of people from the industry. Some people I couldn't even believe I was talking to, like John Skip and Craig Spector. And a lot of horror writers from the 80s with paperbacks that I used to buy all the time. And when I really got involved in the industry with my own books, there were people I couldn't believe. Like at one point, sitting with in San Francisco, for example, with John Skip playing guitar next to my table and sharing a table, and it was my table with Peter Straub and the guy that wrote the girl that comes out of the TV, him, Koji Suzuki, that wrote Black, the girl that comes out of the TV. I forgot the name of that movie. But and all kinds of stuff, just being there, surrounded by all these successful people all the time. Back in the day, some of the greatest stuff I will always remember. Just meeting Stephen King in the early 90s. Anybody there? Anybody?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Francie? Francie Feast?
We lose Francie? We lost our host?
Is it just you and me, Edward?
It could be. I heard a meow, so maybe she was consumed by a cat.
No. I'm going to have to take a look. I looked at my phone and I thought, are we gone? So I like talking in vain? Let's see. Francie.
You're talking in artery.
Francie Fees. Francie.
You're the cats.
Where are you? Okay,
they
we
say
still got the
household information in cats is 24 hours. That's when the cats start eating you. And some cats, they're just not willing to wait. I'm just saying, could be cats.
There's cats. Well.
Yep.
Do you have Francie? Are we done? Where are you? You right there? You what? Do what now? Oh, well.
Night-night.
She wants to go night-night. Okay, then. Well, I guess, Francie, do you have a last, thing on the little music, something? I am not sure. I think I'm going to go back because I think the show's still going on because I still have it going on my computer. So I'll find something to close the show off, some kind of nice music. Let's see, because right now I'm in charge. Oh, it says you are not collected. Please call. Connected, please call. Of course I'm connected.
You're connected. I hear you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to.
I hear you. I hear you.
Let's see if there's something I can close the show off. Oh, Don't Bite Your Friends. That's a great song.
Hello again. Hey,
there we go.
Everyone's playing together right now. Look, there they are.
I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you.
Whoa, 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 stop, stop, Luna, we can't play if you bite Floofa. We don't ever want to bite our friends.
Don't bite your friends. Don't bite your friends.
We don't bite our friends.
No way.
We don't pull their hair. Friends are our friends. Treat them with care. So
don't bite your friends. Don't.
right. We don't want to fight.
No way.
Cause that's not right.
No way.
So don't
bite your friends. Don't bite your friends. Don't bite your friends. Don't bite your friends.
Bite, bite, bite.
No, no, no.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bite, bite, bite.
No, no, no.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
So don't bite your friend.
All right.
Don't bite your friend. Don't bite your friend. Don't bite your friend.
I'm sorry.
I'm okay now.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm glad you're okay. All right, let's play.